Money, or lack thereof, makes third-party candidates all but obsolete. And large campaign contributions seem to be drowning out the voice of the average citizen. That's according to Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Mike McCabe. While Wisconsin legislative candidates are raising record amounts of money for a general election year, third-party candidates and independents are not the recipients.
The United States really has a two-party system, and there are a lot of institutional barriers to the success of third-party candidates. Our system does discriminate against independent and third-party candidates in multiple ways.
Earlier this month, the government watchdog group showed that legislative hopefuls received about $3.5 million in campaign contributions in the first half of the year. But McCabe says it's all going to the two major parties, he says, leaving third parties and independents with a drop in the bucket by comparison.
The Democrats and the Republicans have such a huge amount of cash. You look at the third party and independent candidates for Assembly and Senate, and they raised altogether, they raised just over $2,700 and had a little less than $2,700 cash on hand in their campaign accounts.
McCabe says the financial contributions are spread pretty evenly between the Democrats and the Republicans, but the incumbents fare much better than their challengers, with four times as much cash in their coffers. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.